Is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number. 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and whatever Kira has brought in. So feel free. Remember, you can ask a question of your own or you can answer one of ours. The choice is entirely yours. Also, I want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, MINDSOVERMATTER1. And that is the numeral one. So it is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We don't read the emails during the show, but they always get read, so we welcome all emails. And also want to remind you, you can listen to us anywhere in the world on kalw.org with a live stream. Also, you can listen to the podcast after our show tonight if hearing me wasn't enough for you. It should be, but if it wasn't, you can listen also at kalw.org and probably iTunes later on as well, so in other places. So, all that being said, we're going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. Here's the first. Kira Pace reminds you that $12 polenta is a scam.
It's two ingredients, and if anyone's charging you more than a couple bucks for polenta, then they are scamming you.
Well, why didn't you just say that if the people gave you $12, you would make it for them?
Because I'm usually not in a position to make polenta when I'm out and about.
All right. Because you'd make a healthy profit off of that.
I would, yeah. I need to start carrying like a little camping stove with me. So I can start whipping up $12 polentas left and right. Don Chapo is currently living the sleep deprivation associated with a new puppy. So please forgive any momentary lapses in consciousness. He's asleep right now.
Oh, it's my
wake
turn.
Up. Wake up.
Okay. What's the big deal? Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, has walked ahead of lots of queens.
All right. That is us. And we begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
All right. A quick question. What do Dick Shawn, Moliere, musician Johnny Guitar Watson, and the British magician / comedian Tommy Cooper all have in common? Got Dick Shawn, whom I mostly know as the person who played LSD in The Producers. Moliere, French playwright. Musician Johnny Guitar Watson and British magician, comedian Tommy Cooper. What do they all have in common?
Are they connected through a talk show, TV show?
No.
Did they all drop dead on stage?
They all dropped dead on stage. Mostly.
I know Dick Shawn did.
He did. While he was saying the line, if elected, I will not lay down on the job. Moliere died during his performance in The Imaginary Invalid. So, hilarious deaths.
All right, give us another question.
Sure. Okay. So, this one's a reader. In 1977, it's an innovative melodrama presented using feel-around technology. In 1980, it's a monster movie featuring Donald Sutherland and a giant gorilla. In 1981, it's a porno described as a nonstop orgy. In 1983, it's both a romance starring Sir Laurence Olivier and, later, a horror movie. In 1985, it's part of a military recruitment campaign. And in 1990, it's a reminder to a housekeeper. I want to know three things. A, what am I talking about? B, what director's trademark is it? And C, where did it originate?
All right, go over the whole thing once more.
Sure.
Please.
It is, I won't give you the years again, but it's an innovative melodrama presented using feel-around technology. Later, it's a monster movie starring Donald Sutherland and a giant gorilla. Then it's a porno described as a nonstop orgy. Then it's both a romance starring Sir Laurence Olivier and later a horror movie. Then it's part of a military recruitment campaign. And finally, it's a reminder to a housekeeper. So again, what am I talking about? What director's trademark is it? And where did it originate?
So this is all the same thing.
It is all the same thing.
Is it a how many words are involved here? Are there word? Is it a phrase,
it is
an expression?
A phrase. It is a phrase, yes.
Okay.
It's just conjuring up. I mean, I'll confess, I fell asleep halfway through that question, but it's conjuring up images of William Castle and the Tingler, that vibrating thing they did on the seats. That,
oh, you mean scream,
yeah. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's actually part of where they got the idea for the first the feel around technology. I think is probably a little bit of a callback to that. But yes, pardon me, it's not the Tingler.
Okay. And Don, you go ahead too.
Okay,
wake up.
A lot shorter question. I'm going to butcher this name. The village of Inarsuit in Greenland is currently being threatened by a very unusual natural phenomenon.
Is it the glacier melting on it,
yes.
Falling on it?
It's an 11 million ton iceberg that sort of beached itself off the city or the town, and it's threatening to just collapse on top of the town. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Give us another question.
Scientists recently discovered the world's oldest color. What is it?
Did they figure out why it's the world's oldest color?
Yes. Yes.
Is that part of the answer?
It's...
When you say color, though, do you mean pigment or
pigment,
just...
Pigment, yes.
Oh, okay.
The world's oldest pigment color. They discovered it through... geological dig.
Is it yellow or gold?
No.
Okay.
Is it one of the basic colors, what you would say?
No, it's not one of the primary colors.
Okay. Is it a secondary color, which is to say green, purple, orange?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's an unusual... So it's not part of the...
It's a
like,
usual color, but it's a quite shocking color.
Oh, shocking, like shocking blue.
What's shocking?
Cerise.
No.
Delft.
Hot pink.
Pink.
Is it?
It is. They discovered ancient pigment in 1.1 billion year old rocks deep beneath the Saharan Desert in Mauritania. Mauritania. I can't read my own writing. Mm-hmm. 500 million years older than the next oldest pigments. It's molecular fossils of chlorophyll produced by ancient photosynthetic organisms.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Let's go to a call. Oops, maybe we can't. All right. Where's Damien? He left? Okay. In that case, I'll do a question, then we'll go to a call in a minute. All right, I'm going to give you a couple questions here. You may remember that last week I asked you about some toys in the Toy Hall of Fame. This is kind of related to that. So in all the toys in the Toy Hall of Fame, which is in New York, I believe, there are only two toys that are named after their inventors, not the company that makes them, their inventors. Mm-hmm. So what are the only two toys in the Toy Hall of Fame that are named after their inventors?
Don, did you want to? I would guess Barbie, the Barbie doll.
That is not the inventor.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The name of the daughter who she named the doll after.
All right.
But no.
Frisbee?
No, I looked that up, and it's not. The Frisbee is actually named after the Frisbee Pie Company, because they used to use those pie platters to throw before the Frisbee was marketed.
What's the yo-yo brand, the famous yo-yo brand? Or like the big American, I think, yo-yo brand. Is it a yo-yo, one of the yo-yo brands?
You're on the right track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I can't remember it, so I'm out.
All
out
right.
of luck.
So once more, in all the toys that are currently enshrined in the Toy Hall of Fame, there are only two of them that are actually named after their inventors. And so you have to not use the, it's not about the company that makes them, it's about the people who actually invented them. So one of the only two toys in the Toy Hall of Fame named after their inventors. Okay. And, all right, in the map, a few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, which details the most common job in each state, I'm going to give you three occupations, and I want you to tell me the state in which they are the most common job, okay? So these are the only states in the U.S. that have these as the most common jobs. So again, in the map which details all the most common jobs, the most common job in each state, I'm going to give you three of the most common jobs, and I want you to match it up with the correct state. So number one, retail clerk. Number two, customer service. And number three, cook. So again, what is the most common job? Excuse me, what is the state that matches up with this most common job? Retail clerk, customer service, and cook. What are the three states? You want to each guess?
Customer service, is it New Mexico?
No.
Is it Nevada?
No.
Okay.
North Carolina for customer service would be another guess.
Well, that's not bad with all the banking, too. Yeah. And then how about for cook, then Nevada?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so once more, the most common job, name the state that goes along with these occupations, retail clerk, customer service, and cook. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Mods Over Matter. Uh-oh, wait a minute. All right, we're having trouble with the phones. They're being worked on now. So talk amongst yourselves. All right, it's being worked on. Okay, go ahead. Give us a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Anybody there? No? Next call.
That was a real cool sound, though.
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I was going to say.
We have plenty of calls, but we just can't get through them.
No.
All right. Keep working on it, Dan. Okay. Well, let's all do another question, and then we can take it from there. All right, Kira.
I'll just do this one. I'll do a burner question. Really, I'll give you a couple lesser-known sequels, and you tell me what they're a sequel to, the much more famous movie that they're a sequel to. Mm-hmm. We can just do them one at a time, too. Shock Treatment, Manhunter, It Runs in the Family, A Dangerous Man, Closing Time, and The Starlight Barking. Those are six sequels to six much more famous films.
Once more.
Mm-hmm. Shock Treatment.
Is that Rocky Horror?
That is. I knew you'd get that one.
Mm.
All right. Manhunter.
That was like Silence of the Lambs.
That is
right?
Silence of the Lambs. Yep.
Good.
This one's really hard. It Runs in the Family.
Is that the Michael Douglas, Kirk Douglas film?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
They have one?
Yeah. They did one together. I thought it was called It Runs in the Family.
No.
Can you give us a year on that?
I cannot. It would be after. It would probably be either late 90s or beyond. I mean, it would definitely be late 90s or beyond.
It sounds very familiar. Can you give me anybody in the movie?
You know I cannot, because I don't even know if it contains any of the original characters.
Okay.
This one you might know, A Dangerous Man. This is more likely a movie that you have seen. Well, I know, I'm positive you've seen the original.
That's not always a compliment.
Closing Time is another one. That was also a novel by the same author. And finally, this one you can probably puzzle out, The Starlight Barking.
Closing Time sounds very familiar.
Yes. It was the it's a sequel to a movie that was pretty famous, although it kind of didn't do very well. The novel, however, is a work of art. It's amazing, and it was my very favorite thing that I was forced to read in high school.
Is Paul Newman anywhere in the closing time? No?
I don't think so.
All right. Huh. No? Mm-mm. Don, you go ahead, too.
All right. Well, I'll do movies as well, and this is more in your area of expertise. So, William Powell, Myrna Loy, and the reason I'm on this is because I've been watching all the Thin Man show movies. I love them. They actually did 14 films together. Six of them were the Thin Man films. What were the other eight?
So you don't want any of the Thin Man movies?
Nope. And they range from 1934 to 1947.
Manhattan Melodrama?
Yep.
Evelyn Prentice?
Yep.
I Love You Again?
Yes.
Love Crazy?
Yes.
The Senator Was Indiscreet?
Yes. Nobody gets that because she was uncredited.
I know. Double Wedding?
Yes. He's going to round the table.
What is there, one more left?
There are two more left.
Two more left.
Both 1936.
Oh, Libeled Lady.
Yes. I love that movie.
And The Great Ziegfeld.
Yes.
All right. Okay. At least we're able to amuse ourselves.
Can I take another crack at this CSR? Is that maybe Hawaii?
CSR.
Or, I'm sorry, a customer service representative?
No, it is not.
Okay. Sorry, in the biz, it's CSR.
Damien, how are we doing? Okay. All right, folks. Well, if you're on the phone... I don't know if you're on the phone or not, but don't give up. Hopefully we'll get this worked out. All right. Well, then we'll amuse ourselves and hopefully the audience a little bit. Don't turn off the radio because you can answer at home, even if you can't call in momentarily. So we'll do our best. Okay. So I have a movie question, too. And these are Bette Davis films.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is describe her character in five different movies. And I want you to tell me what the movie is. So five answers, five different movies. Again, these are Bette Davis character descriptions, I guess. Number one, the wife of a German refugee. Number two, the twin who loves her sister's husband. Number three, she plays Catherine the Great, Russian Empress. Number four, she's a governess to a French nobleman's children. And number five is a widow who robs banks disguised as a hippie.
What year was that one?
70s. Okay. Earth 71, maybe 72. So again, these are Bette Davis films, and... Number one, you tell me the name of the film to match up with her character description. Number one, she is the wife of a German refugee. Number two, she is a twin who loves her sister's husband. Number three, identical twin, I should say. Number three, she plays the Russian Empress Catherine the Great. Number four, she's a governess to a French nobleman's children. And number five, she is a widow who robs banks disguised as a hippie. And just to remind you, we're having trouble with the phones tonight. But, Damien, do we have an email address? Because we did this once before where people could just email and then you could print it out and print it. Okay. KALW.org. So if you want to try that, we'll try to get the emails and then just bring them in. So again, that is KALW.org. So there's nothing beyond that, just KALW.org? Okay. All right. Steve, maybe you can see if that's going to work. So any answers on Bette Davis?
And the one where she's a twin, she killed her sister, right?
Well, there are two movies in which she plays a twin. And one, she killed her sister, and one, the other one, the sister died accidentally.
Okay.
So, but you can go ahead and if you think of the name of the movie.
I just watched it. Now I'm just trying to remember the name of it. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll think of them.
All right. Oh, all right. Sorry. Studio, STUDIO, at KALW.org. Okay. So things should be all fixed by 8 o'clock. all right. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Kira, you go ahead.
All right. In 1977, it's an innovative melodrama presented using feel-around technology. In 1980, it's a monster movie featuring Donald Sutherland and a giant gorilla. In 1981, it's a porno described as a nonstop orgy. In 1983, it's both a romance starring Sir Laurence Olivier and, later, a horror movie. In 1985, it's part of a military recruitment campaign. And in 1990, it's a reminder to a housekeeper. A, what am I talking about? B, what director's trademark is it? And C, where did it originate?
So, just to ask you a question about this. Mm-hmm. The movie with Donald Sutherland and the gorilla, was it the gorilla or the monkey? Is that the title of the film? Is that...
What I'm looking for, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's finish repeating any questions, and then we'll... I think the phones are working now, so...
Okay. I'm also looking for some lesser-known sequels. Here are a couple lesser-known sequels. I want the main movie that they are a sequel to, and we still have It Runs in the Family, A Dangerous Man, and Closing Time.
All right. Don?
No, I think all of mine have been answered.
Have they really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I want you to tell me what state in which these are the most common jobs. What U.S. state are these occupations the most common job? Number one, retail clerk. Number two, customer service. Number three, cook. So there are three different states there. And there are only two toys in the Toy Hall of Fame that are actually named after their inventors, not the company that makes them, their actual inventors. So what are the only two toys in the Toy Hall of Fame that are named after their inventors? And then I gave you a question about Bette Davis films. I described what her character was, and I want you to tell me what the films are. Number one, the wife of a German refugee. Number two, a twin who loves her sister's husband. Number three, she plays the Russian Empress Catherine the Great. Number four, she's a governess to a French nobleman's children. And number five, she is a widow who robs banks disguised as a hippie. And what?
Oh, no, I think I have an answer, but hopefully the phones will work. So
all right.
Someone else will have an answer.
Let's go to a call. Oh. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, Zid.
Hi.
So I have a movie question about today. This actress celebrated her birthday, 102 birthday, 2 weeks ago, July 1st. Do you know who she?
Olivia de Havilland.
Very good, very good. Who is her famous sister who died many years ago?
Ava Gardner.
Joan Fontaine.
Who? Joan Fontaine.
Joan Fontaine.
Yeah, by the way, what is it? PBS had a really good movie with her, John Fontaine and Cary Grant last night. Was really enjoyable to watch. Yeah. I forgot the name of the movie. You probably do. Do you know what the name of it is?
Yeah, it's Suspicion, isn't it?
Yeah, very good. Very good movie. Okay. Second, this movie star, a woman, actress, she died on her birthday. Do you know who she?
No.
I'll give you the date.
All right.
She died. She was born on August 29, and she died on August 29, 1982.
1982. No, you'd have to give me the name of a movie she was in or something.
Now I'll give you nationality. How about Swedish?
Ingrid Bergman?
Oh.
That's it?
Good.
That's it.
Very good.
What was the last movie, by the way? What do you remember?
Oh, gosh. Autumn Sonata?
No.
A woman named Golda?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Okay, one very quick question for your audience. Every atom in our body made out of three elementary particles. One is very easy, electron. What are the other two? Can you tell me?
Like proton and neutron?
That's not quite as elementary as it gets. What else?
Okay.
Even more elementary.
Protons and neutrons are made of something else.
Huh.
Yeah.
Anybody? No? No?
Mr.
No.
Mark? For something to Mr. Mark?
Oh, are you talking about quarks?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course, yeah. Oh. So every item in our body made out of an electron, an up quark and down quark. Science is beautiful. No into it. Thank you, guys.
All very right. Good. Thanks,
Thank
Ed.
Bye.
And we got an email from... Mr. C.C. Hart, and who correctly said that the two toys in the Toy Hall of Fame that are actually named after their inventors are Dunkin' Yo-Yos and Rubik's Cube. That is true. So very good to you. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Hart. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Sparky and Maddie. How are you all doing?
Good.
Closing Time, that's the sequel to Catch-22.
Oh. Sure is. Joseph Heller. Yep.
Some things are coming in. Danny, your question, Betty Davis' twin, is it a stolen life?
Yes. Stolen okay. life. Very good.
Wife of the German refugee, Watch on the Rhine.
That is correct.
But Maddie?
Is John Paul Jones.
John Paul Jones is Catherine in Catherine the Great.
That is right.
Okay. And now the one I've been, like, sitting on all this time, Kira. I got 2 out of 3. The phrase is, see you next Wednesday.
Sure is.
It's a hallmark in John Landis movies.
It absolutely is.
And where it comes from, I have no idea.
Okay. But, yes, John Landis puts a see you next Wednesday in every one of his films, in Michael Jackson music videos that he did, Black and White and Thriller. It was in Dream On.
It's a billboard in the Blues Brothers where the cops are hanging out.
The cops, you say? Oh, they had a name. But, yes. Yeah, it's they crashed through it.
Yes.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
But I don't remember it in Blues Brothers.
That is Blues Brothers.
Oh, yeah, Blues Brothers. I don't remember in Animal House, though.
Yeah, you know, I actually don't either, but I'm sure it's there.
Okay, but otherwise, yeah, that's it. I'm going out on that high note.
All right, thank you very much. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Sorry for the problem with the phones, but they are working now. So please give us a call if you have a question or answer, and we'll get you on as soon as possible. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight, technical editor Kira Pace, semi-awake attorney Don Chapo, and I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, along with our board op, Damian Miner and Steve Wilcott on the phones. And hopefully you. So please give us a call. Our phones are working, and we'll get you on as soon as we can. And let's go to another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Hal in Fremont. How are you?
Good, Hal. Thank you.
I'm glad the phones are working. I'm going to take a stab. It Runs in the Family?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the sequel to A Christmas Story?
It absolutely is.
Oh, very good.
Do you happen to know if anybody from the original is in it?
You know, I don't. Only because I remember hearing that there was a sequel made, and I never saw it.
Yeah, that's about where I am with it, too.
I was surprised they even made a sequel, but that's all I know.
Oh, good on you. That was a real hard one.
Well, it was a hard one. I'm surprised they even could remember that. But.
Yeah. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right. And Kira, you can do a question for us.
Okay. Of the 10 longest-running productions on Broadway, 9 are musicals and 1 is a revue. Name them. And also, for added fun, you can also tell me what Broadway's longest-running play that is non-musical is, if you happen to know it.
So, I'm sorry, this is currently?
Yes, the current counts. Not all of them are still open. I think 4 of them are still open. The other six have closed, but they're the longest running ever on Broadway. 9 musicals, 1 review.
Wicked?
Yes, Wicked is number 6. That one's still open, currently in the 6,000s.
Cats?
Mm. Cats is number 4.
Phantom of the Opera.
Number 1, still open, currently in the 12,000s. 12,670 performances in a row so far.
Les Mis?
Les Mis is number 5.
Is The Lion King on there?
Mm-hmm, number 3.
All right.
Mamma Mia?
Yes, 9.
That's for everybody.
All right, so we have 6 of them. We have Phantom of the Opera, The Lion King, Cats, Les Miserables, Wicked, and Mamma Mia, looking for 4 more. 3 musicals and 1 review, and also the longest running non-musical play on Broadway.
All right, and we do have a couple of lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, the phones are working, and those 2 numbers are area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Don, you go ahead.
Okay, well, I have a quick one and then I have a list question. Oh, sorry. I have a quick one and then a list question. So the quick one is, if your professional title is Fletcher, F-L-E-T-C-H-E-R, what do you do?
Put the feather on the arrow.
Yes. Well, you know everything. I thought you had just stopped. All right, I'll give you 10 names, and you tell me their film names, their movie star names. One is Francis Gumm, G-U-M-M, Archibald Leach, Margarita Cancino, Alan Stewart Konigsberg, K-O-N-I-G-S-B-E-R-G, Jeanette Helen Morrison, Betty Persky, P-E-R-S-K-E, Dino Paul Crocetti, C-R-O-C-E-T-T-I, Lucille Faye Lesueur, L-A-S-U-E-U-R, Jerome Silberman, this one's for my husband, and Roy Shearer, S-C-H-E-R-E-R.
All right, Kara.
I'll take 2 of the easy ones because I know Dana can do a lot more of these than I can. Alan Konigsberg is Woody Allen.
Yes.
And Archie Leach is Cary Grant.
Yes.
Right. Roy Shearer is, that's Rock Hudson.
Yes.
You had Rita Hayworth, Margarita Cancino, that's Rita Hayworth.
Yeah.
The Betty Persky is Lauren Bacall.
Yes.
And Lucille Lesueur is Joan Crawford.
Yes.
All right. Need that the rest out there. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Tom from the future.
Hi, Tom.
I got beat on the It Runs in the Family thing, but I did find out. I actually looked it up separately earlier today, because Gene, I was interested in this, researching Gene Shepherd, and he claims that another movie was based on one of his experiences, a movie by a future Oscar-winning director.
Get that question once more. I'm not sure I got all of it.
Oh, well, he's in an interview, I think right before he died, he claimed that this movie, which was by a future Oscar-winning director, was based on some experiences he had.
Boogie Nights. Just kidding.
No.
interesting. Okay.
It was this Oscar-winning director's. It was his first film directing.
First film. How long ago was it?
In the early 70s.
First film.
It wasn't One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
No.
What was the general story, or would that just give it away? I don't know.
Think about what Gene Shepherd did for a living.
Well, he talked about his experiences growing up.
Well, right, but how did he do that?
Well, as a writer, but probably not The Shining.
But also, more famously, he was actually as a DJ, radio broadcaster.
Oh, yeah. Like Good Morning Vietnam, you mean?
No.
American Graffiti.
It's good.
No.
DJ. Huh.
Oscar-winning director, first film.
Right.
I wish I could do better with this, but
yeah,
I know.
Pump Up the Volume didn't
no.
go on. Mm-hmm. Or I don't even remember who did that.
No, you better put us out of our misery. What is it?
With Jessica Walter.
Oh, Play Misty.
Play
for
Misty
me.
For me. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. Play Misty for me.
Clint Eastwood.
And It Runs in the Family. The Ralphie character was played by Kiernan Culkin.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Shocked to find out. Let's see, and I'll guess A Dangerous Man, that's probably the subtitle to Look Who's Talking To.
No, that got no subtitle. It just got a clever homophonic spelling.
And let's see, states, I'll guess, the retail clerk, I'll guess Florida.
Not Florida.
Customer service, Michigan.
Not Michigan.
Cook, Alaska.
Not Alaska.
All right, strike three. And let's see, I don't know any of the Broadway plays. I'm sure Starlight Express is not one of them.
I'm afraid not.
But I was wondering if you could tell me what famous work Starlight Express is based on.
What is that based on? Huh. Is it a children's book?
It is.
Is it the one they later made into a film with Tom Hanks playing the conductor?
Oh, like Polar Express?
Oh, no, you're thinking Polar Express.
Right.
No.
It's not Thomas the Tank Engine, is it?
No.
It is Thomas the Tank
Engine. Is it Thomas the Tank Engine? Oh,
I was being facetious, but okay, I'll take it.
And the John Landis, I'll just give a shout-out. I don't think they used See You Next Wednesday in his most recent documentary, Salesman, but I highly recommend it if anybody, if you haven't seen it.
Okay.
All right.
It's fantastic. And then one other, last question, which is probably a lot, but can you tell me what Temesis is?
Yes.
I knew Kira would know it.
Abso-freaking-lutely, I can tell you what Temesis is.
You're the best. Adios. Great show.
All right.
It's when you cram another word into a word that exists to make it. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you. And let's see. I forgot whose turn it was, but it's your turn, Don.
Oh, I think it's your turn.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. It could be my turn. There. All right. So I've been doing some research into the World Cup. I'm really not that interested in the sports, but the worldwide nature of it sort of interests me. And, of course, the final was today, and France won, if, in case you didn't know, because you're living in a cave. So I looked at all the championship games of the World Cup since 1930, and it's interesting. I have a couple questions, but the one I'll ask tonight is, what were the two countries in the final World Cup game, in a final World Cup game, that were furthest apart geographically? What two countries in a World Cup final were actually furthest apart geographically?
Germany and Argentina.
Well, you're half right.
I will take my half, John.
Germany and Brazil?
Yeah.
No,
she's half right about Argentina.
Oh, okay.
Argentina's one.
So what's farther away from Argentina than Germany? I mean, because Russia's so big, it wraps around again.
So Denmark?
Nope, never been in the final.
Australia?
Nope.
Okay.
So again, what two countries were furthest apart geographically in the World Cup final, in any World Cup final? And so far we have Argentina as one of them. What's the country that's furthest away from Argentina that was in the cup final with them? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
That governess, and was that all that heaven allows?
You're so close, but that's...
I think I'm close. I don't have the title.
All That Heaven Allows is the Rock Hudson one, Jane Wyman, I think. But this, you're just half right. I mean, you have, like, the words in the wrong order kind of thing.
Well, maybe I've helped somebody out. So what about these longest running musicals? Are either of them My Fair Lady or, Annie Get Your Gun?
Nope.
And the non-musical, mm-hmm. is it either Death of a Salesman or Life with Father?
Life with Father. Good for you. Mm.
Okay. Now, Frances Gum, is that Judy Garland?
It is.
What about this James Stewart guy? Is that Stuart Granger?
That is Stuart Granger's real name, but
yeah,
I don't know if he asked that one.
He's not on the list yet.
But for your future reference, that's Stuart Granger's real name. Very good.
I got two bells. I'm happy.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, Thomas.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Sorry for the earlier problem with the phones, but they are working now. Just to remind you, you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. And feel free to call in. We'll take as many calls as we can. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Chris from Rotherton.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, I'd love to answer some of the questions in the Broadway musical.
Okay.
So, is A Chorus Line one of them?
It sure is. That's number seven.
Oh, snap. What about Chicago?
That's number two.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So I have one more guess, and I'm not sure if it's in there or not, but it's one of my favorites. Asa Diga Ibawai. I think it's from, what is it?
The Book of Mormon
is the Book of Mormon?
On the list. It's not in the top 10. It's like 12 or 13, something like that. So afraid not.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, sorry about that, but thank you so much.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Try it again. All right. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark. Hi, Mark.
It's Mark in the Tenderloin.
Hi, Mark.
Whatever happened to Baby Jane? Is that the one with the hippie?
No,
Betty Davis.
Not that. You're right as far as it being a Betty Davis film, but that's not the film.
Oh, okay. Cook is the most prevalent job in California?
Not California.
Retail clerk, Missouri?
Not Missouri.
Do I have a question? So there's nine countries that are more than a million square miles, and well, the easy ones are China, Russia, and
Canada
and the United States, but there's five more. Can you name them?
India, I think, is one.
Mm-hmm.
India's one.
Australia.
Yeah.
Good.
Australia.
Is Indonesia one?
No.
Okay.
Is Kazakhstan one?
Kazakhstan, yes.
All right, good. That's
two more
for everybody. And
Brazil.
Brazil, very good.
Brazil.
So one more.
Maybe Mexico's not that big. I don't know. Mexico?
Nope.
No.
Is it Pakistan?
Nope.
What are we missing
see.
Here?
Well, let's see. The biggest in Africa is one of the Algeria. Algeria?
There are no countries in Africa that are in the list.
Okay.
How about Argentina?
You got it.
Nice.
That's the last one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. And let's see. Kira, do you have something relatively short?
Sure. Since we're doing sports today, what is Herbie Lovebug's number, and what baseball Hall of Famer's jersey does the number reference?
You mean, all right.
I mean the
Herbie
the
movies?
Car.
Yeah, the Herbie the car
has 10,
a number.
Wasn't it?
Nope.
No.
It's a number, and the reason he was given this number is because it is a reference to the jersey number of a baseball Hall of Famer.
So this is the number from the original film.
Mm-hmm. I think it's always the same.
So this is like 68, maybe.
68 is closer.
It's a two-digit number.
It is a two-digit number, and it's somewhere between 10 and 68.
No, I mean the movie was made in around 68.
Oh, I see.
So was this player retired by then? Or just out of not work?
I don't think he was retired.
Okay.
He's a Hall of Famer now. I don't think he was a Hall of Famer yet. But I could be terribly wrong about that because baseball ain't my thing.
So is there a logical reason for this?
Yeah, the director really liked this baseball player.
Okay.
that's the whole reason.
All right.
I'm sorry, not the director, the producer.
Oh. I think the director was... Was it Willie Mays?
No.
Sorry, Damien. And, okay, leave it out.
Although Willie Mays' number is much closer than anything y'all were guessing.
Damien wants to know if it's Baby Ruth.
No.
No. Is it Twix?
Twix, no.
No, no. It's no candies. No candies.
All right. Babe Ruth, yeah. We figured that part out. all right, leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Oh, fantastic. So I don't remember all of the names, but Archibald Leach is Cary Grant, right?
Right.
Yes.
And Alan Konigsberg is Woody Allen.
Right. Yes.
And I'm going to guess that the furthest geographical distance between two teams, if Argentina is one, it's either Italy or Germany.
No, it's not either Italy or Germany.
Well, then I am surprised. As for Herbie... 53 as the number.
It sure is.
I am going to guess that's Don Drysdale.
It is.
Oh,
LA Dodger,
good for you.
Don Drysdale. Very nice.
Very good.
All right. Well, I can't wait to find out who Argentina played in the other World Cup. I just can only remember Italy and Germany.
Oh. All right.
Fair enough. Thank you much.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, this is Connie from Florida.
Hi, Connie.
Hi. I have a guess on that. I have no idea about World Cup, but I'm going to guess Sweden or another Scandinavian country.
Sweden was in the finals,
okay.
But they were playing a team that was a lot closer geographically. So it's not Sweden.
Okay. Do you have all the Broadway musicals?
Nope. Still missing The Review and one of the musicals.
Is one? I had Chorus Line, but somebody got that, I heard. What about 42nd Street?
Nope.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to go to the ones about the states. For customer service, did somebody say California?
Somebody may have guessed California, but it's not California.
Okay. That's it for me. I'm a bus tonight. Thanks.
All right. Thank you very much. Oh. that was me. It sounded like Raymond Burr. And Don?
Okay. I'm going to guess on customer service. Is it Idaho?
It is not Idaho.
Oh, that's every time I go call customer service, they're in Idaho.
Can I guess on your Dino Paul Crocetti then?
Yeah.
Is that Dean Martin?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one's easy.
All right. Are there any of those left now?
Yeah. Jeanette Helen Morrison and Jerome Silberman, S-I-L-B-E-R-M-A-N.
That's not Jerry Seinfeld, is it? Because
yeah.
I think his name is actually just Jerry Seinfeld. Okay.
Is Jeanette Helen Morrison Janet Leigh?
It is.
All right.
Okay, who was the first American to win a Nobel Prize in any category?
well, it's either Jane Addams or Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
1906.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peace Prize.
All right.
And then one more.
All right, good.
Who was the only person to reject the Nobel Prize in Literature? And when I say the name, you'll go, oh, yeah, that makes total sense. It was 1964.
Oh, was it a Russian?
No.
Okay.
No, Pasternak had, he was made to read, he couldn't take
right.
it. They wouldn't let him out of the country to accept it. So, so it's not that. So 64. Oh, Jean-Paul Sartre.
Yes.
Or Sartre. I always get that wrong.
Yeah, totally makes sense, right?
Yeah. All right, one more.
Okay. Although posthumous nominations are not permitted, two people have actually been awarded the Nobel Prize posthumously. How did that happen?
Were they killed on the way to the ceremony?
You're close. They died between being nominated and the award being issued. And then in 1974, actually, that the rules were changed to eliminate that possibility. Hmm. Yeah.
Is Dag Hammarskjöld one?
No. Oh, yes. Sorry. Yes. Dag Hammarskjöld, Peace, 1961, and Eric Axel Carl Felt for Literature in 1931.
Okay. And we have a couple of lines open. If you'd like to give us a call, the two numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that is area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Okay, let me give you a... What do I have left here? All right. What are the three most landed on properties in Monopoly?
Most landed on?
Yeah. What are the three most landed on properties in Monopoly?
Anything with a hotel.
Well, you can put a hotel on a lot of different properties.
I'm just real bad at Monopoly is what I was getting at there. I only land on stuff once somebody has put a hotel on.
Oh, okay.
Probably one of the purple. Let's say St. Charles?
No.
Okay.
What are the three most landed on properties in the Monopoly game?
It's not Boardwalk.
It is not Boardwalk.
I know that. Every time I load it up,
property, though. Does go to jail count as a property?
Yeah.
Then I will guess go to jail.
No. It's just go.
Oh, just go?
There's just go. Okay. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay. Just go. Thanks.
You too, Damien. So go is actually one of them. Okay, but what are the other two? So three most landed on properties in the Monopoly game. Go is one. What are the other two?
Is one of them a railroad?
Yes, one of them is a railroad.
Pennsylvania?
It is not.
Reading?
No.
B&O.
That's right.
Yay.
I shouldn't give you a bell for three guesses.
I only made two guesses.
All right. Now, the last one is the hardest. So
now, is it an actual property? Like a street name, or is it another one of these chance community chests?
It is not a business.
Okay. Free parking, then.
No.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, this is Matt from Half Moon Bay.
Hi, Matt.
If anyone hasn't got the Broadway show thing...
Oh, you're still missing some.
Is that all done?
No, we're still missing two.
Oh, good. It has to be either Fantastics or Pippin, no?
Nope, neither of those.
Oh, no way.
I'm sorry. Damn.
Fantastics.
All right, how about Mediterranean from Monopoly?
Not Mediterranean.
Oh, dang. All right, well, next time.
All right, thank you.
See you.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
From Pacifica. I'm going to take a shot at the Argentina. Now, either it's Netherlands or West Germany.
It's Netherlands. Very good.
Okay. So I finally got one. Your show is great.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
And is Fiddler on the Roof a musical?
It is a musical. It is not one of the musicals on the list, though, I'm afraid. At least not in the top 10.
And the other question I have is the public relations state.
You mean the customer service? Is that what you're talking about?
Service, yeah.
Right.
Is New Jersey?
It is not New Jersey.
Okay. And not New York?
It is not New York.
Okay. Ohio?
It is not. It's not in the Midwest or the East Coast.
Okay. Well, somewhere in the United States.
Yes. You're right as far as that goes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. This is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
And I'm asking, Jerome Silverman, is that Tony Curtis?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's Bernie Schwartz. That's his real name.
Is that his real
Jerome
name?
Silverman. That sounds...
I'm surprised Chris from Ratherton didn't get it because he specifically asked for this question.
Oh. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Sheldon in Richmond.
Hi, Sheldon.
Why did Buffalo Bob Smith play the ukulele in the Howdy Doody Show?
Why did he play the ukulele?
Because it's a light enough instrument to haul up as a puppet?
Nope.
Okay.
Buffalo Bob, not Howdy Doody.
Right. Oh, why did he play the ukulele? Well, you need two hands to play the ukulele. And of course, he didn't have his hand up Howdy Doody. I can't think of a lot. No, I can't think of any reason.
Was he maybe given the ukulele as a gift?
No, it wasn't that.
Okay.
Is there some connection between the ukulele and the character? You know, his character?
No.
Is that the only instrument he knew how to play?
Well, that's possible.
All right. Now, I'm afraid we don't know.
He was not a member of the Musicians Union.
Oh.
The Musicians Union was powerful at the time. They did not consider the ukulele to be an instrument, but rather a toy.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So Petrillo didn't care about that then.
Right.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Kim in San Francisco.
Hi, Kim.
Was the World Cup question about the team that Argentina played that was furthest geographically? Is that the question?
Well, it was about the two countries any two countries that played in a final, let me put it this way. What two countries in a World Cup final were furthest apart geographically? In other words, it played in the same final.
All right, I missed that. So, because I was going to say Argentina played Iceland this but not in the final.
That would have been a great game, but no.
Yeah, but for the customer service, is that Colorado?
It is not, but you're pretty close.
Kansas.
It is not. You're going the wrong way.
Utah.
You go south.
Okay, New Mexico.
Go
to the other corner.
Go
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
Okay.
You got it. Good.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Thank you. Yes, customer service is the most common job in Arizona. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, my name is Cecile. I'm in Berkeley.
Hi, Cecile.
I have a favorite movie director, but he had a previous job description. Can you name him and any other directors who had previous job descriptions?
Well, probably lots of them. I'd have to know what the previous job was for the director you had in mind.
Okay. So this director was a photographer.
Stanley Kubrick?
No.
He was a photographer.
Oh, he was?
Yes, he was.
Okay, so we'll put him on the list, but I'm thinking of someone else.
He was a photographer. There were actually probably quite a few movie directors that were photographers before. Maybe cinematographers, but I don't know about still photographers.
I know, like, Michel Gondry did commercials first. And
right.
Yeah.
Can you give us one of the movies this director made, or would that just give it away?
I would probably give it away, but I'm thinking of an early film of his that's lesser known, but if I name the others...
No, you can give us an early film. That's fine.
Yeah, but I can't remember the name of it. It has Cry in the title, actually. And it had, what's his name, Charlie Chaplin's daughter in it as an actress.
Oh, don't know. You have to give us the answer because we're almost out of time, I'm afraid.
Okay. So I'm thinking of Carlos Saura, the great Spanish director who did all the flamenco films, like, Carmen, Blood Wedding, just a simple film called Flamenco.
I'm sorry we have to run because we're almost out of time. I apologize for that, but we have to run.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. And Kira, we cleaned up very quickly. Anything left there?
John Landis's See You Next Wednesday originated in 2001, A Space Odyssey, where Frank Poole's father says it during a video phone conversation.
All right.
The Starlight Barking is the sequel to 101 Dalmatians. A Dangerous Man is the sequel to Lawrence of Arabia. And I think that was all I had.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Calcutta and Beauty and the Beast are the other two longest running musicals.
Jerome Silberman is Gene Wilder.
Okay. I'm sorry we're just about out of time.